Good evening. Welcome to the Hipster Mama. I'm Thea. And on tonight's show, I'm going to talk about the different ways that you can send your child to college debt-free or at least with as minimal debt as possible. And the motivation behind tonight's podcast is that I'm thinking about the many, I think about the millions of college graduates, either recent college graduates or even those who have been out of college for years or maybe even decades, and who are still struggling to pay off their student loan debt. According to the Federal Reserve, Americans, they owe overall close to $1.5 trillion in student loan debt. Now that's really staggering. In addition, there are 44 million Americans who owe money in student loan debt. And it could take up to 30 years to pay off this debt. So we're talking about maybe one to two, maybe even three generations of Americans who are still struggling to pay off the student loan debt. And we're talking about young people who are struggling to start their own families. Maybe they want to travel more, but they're not able to do so because they're struggling to pay off this debt. So if you think about just the devastating effects of student loan debt, it is hindering many people from starting families. There's some who want to branch out and start a business, but they're unable to because of the crippling student loan debt. And so for those of you who are parents of young children like myself, or even if you have teenagers who are getting ready to leave high school, I just want to dedicate this whole podcast to ways that your child can enter college and even graduate from college debt-free or with not as much debt. So in other words, there are all ways that your child can go to college and graduate from college without having close to maybe $100,000 or $200,000 in debt. Now, with that said, I will say that there are certain types of professions, such as for fields of medicine, for those who want to go to law school, if who are studying engineering, or any of those types of careers that would require a 4-year degree, or maybe even a secondary degree. For example, there may be some who are interested in becoming college professors. They may have to spend. They may have to go into even more debt because a lot of times for those who want to teach at universities, many times not only is a master's degree required, but a doctor's degree is required many times. Although at some community colleges, you only need a master's degree to teach. And so for example, the field of teaching, you might have to get a second degree. And so for certain fields, you probably would incur a lot of student loan debt, but for many other types of careers that are in high demand today, in some cases a college degree is not even required. Although you have some education experts who will push that kind of propaganda on your child, that's not necessarily true. In fact, there are a growing number of fields that don't require that, and I like to. I'm going to divide this into two segments. For the first segment of the show, we're going to talk about the ways that you can send your child to college and have them graduate debt-free or with minimal debt. That's the first segment. And then on the second segment, we're going to discuss some of the different careers that do not require a degree. So for the second half of the show, we're going to talk about the ways that your child can start his work, like working life off without even having to set foot and a 4-year university and have to deal with all of that massive student loan debt. So with that said, we're going to get started. And right now I'm just going to go right into the tips for how you can send your child to college debt-free or with as minimal debt as possible, depending on the field that your child wants to study in school. The one thing you want to do, and this is aimed at this particular tip, is not just for parents of teenagers, but especially for parents of little ones. If you have a newborn, if your child's a toddler like me, I have a 3-year-old. So this one, sometimes this tip is for myself just as much as it is for the parents that I'm talking to on tonight's show. And that is to start saving for your child's education as soon as they're born. And if you didn't do it as soon as they're born, there's still time. If you're the parent of a toddler, you want to start saving for their college education as soon as possible, either right after they're born, or at least when you want to get started when they enter the toddler years, or even before they enter kindergarten. You want to get the ball rolling with college savings. And here's one option that you have, and that is the 529 savings plan. Now there are Now, there are actually two versions of this. There's two versions of the 529 college savings plan. The first one is the investment savings, and then we have the prepaid tuition plan. So I'm going to go over those two versions. Now, with the investment savings version of the 529 college savings plan, you're basically investing in funds, and it's so basically operates like a Roth IRA. It's similar to a retirement account, in other words. Now your contributions will grow tax-free, and you can use the money that you contribute to the investment version of this plan for tuition, room and board, and books. Now that doesn't cover paying for a car to go to college. That does not pay for any other knickknacks that go along with college. Like the 529 plan will not cover that. So keep that in mind as well. And then there's the prepaid tuition version of the 529 plan. Now, with this plan, it allows you to start saving for the school's current tuition. So basically, it's going to let you lock in the school's current tuition rate, and you can save money for towards the current tuition rate. And this protects you against any tuition hikes that may incur during the time that you have the savings plan in place. So in other words, if the school that you're saving is that's saving the school's tuition that you're saving up for, if that tuition increases, it won't affect you under the 529 prepaid tuition plan because you are already locked in that tuition rate that you are saving money for. So you won't have to worry about that. It serves as a barrier for you, serves as protection against tuition hikes. So that's one of the benefits of using the prepaid version of the 529 college savings plan. So that's another thing. That's one way you that's another thing you could do as far as saving for your child's college education is with the 529 savings plan. And then another thing you can do is look into a community college. One of the good things that I like about community college is that it costs far less than a traditional 4-year university, and you can study a variety of fields. You'll be surprised what you can actually all the different trades that you can learn from a community at a community college alone that will even help you be self-employed, not just to work for someone else, but to even work going to business for yourself. You can learn these same trades for a much cheaper price at a community college. I'll just list a few off right off the bat. You have cosmetology. There's plumbing, carpentry. You can learn graphic design at a community college. If you want to be a notary public, you can learn that. You can take courses at a community college for that. There's also, I mean, there's so many others. There's accounting. You can learn that. If you're interested in becoming an accountant or working for yourself in that field, you can learn that trade at a community college. And the tuition is less expensive. So that's another thing you want to consider if you want your child to go to college debt free and he's interested in going into a field that might not require a 4-year degree. Encourage him to attend a community college. And not only that, but another benefit of going to a community college is that you're not spending so many years in school. You're only there for 2 years, and depending on the trade that your child takes up at a community college, he may spend even less than that, maybe a year and a half or so, depending, or even just a few semesters. Like I said, that it depends on what he takes up at whatever trade that he studies at the community college. So he just may be in school for less than 2 years, but on average, most community college students, they graduate within 2 years, although it could be less than that, depending on what your child wants to study. Oh, another thing I forgot to mention, if you want to be a paralegal, many community colleges offer certificates in paralegal studies. And that's another great field to enter that does not require a college degree. And so I wanted to mention that. So that's another way for your child to go to college and graduate from there debt-free is by going to a community college. Another thing, and also this is related to going to a community college, but there's also a trade school. So and that's another thing. It's similar to a community college. There's so many things that you can take up even at a trade school. There are people who have learned to be electricians. They've learned to be plumbers, roofers. Some have even gone into landscaping work. Some have just gone into a variety of businesses for themselves just from the trips, just from the things they learn at trade school. So that's another thing you want to bring up to your child and have them consider trade school if he's not really interested in the community college route, but then he doesn't want to go to a 4 years university, you can encourage him towards going to trade schools, learn a certain trade, and that can help him with a really good career. There's so many great jobs out there that have their roots and skills that were learned at a trade school. And I think so often nowadays I'm not saying everyone does this really as a society, but what I do see sometimes is that we tend to knock community colleges, and then we start knocking trade schools, and we start pushing the 4-year university as the ideal. It's the norm. In other words, from the time our kids are born, especially in American society, we drill it in our kids' heads as if to say, you're only out. Now we may not tell them that outright, but and some parents may do that with their children, but a lot of times we give off this message just from our actions. As far as their career development, as they get older, we start drilling in their heads that in order to be successful, you must go to college. No option for you. College. That's our goal for you. You need, and then a lot of times many parents even choose their schools based on this. And I think what it does is it hinders our children from possibly creating a different type of career path that may not require the college track, which is very traditional in our world. So that's just something that all of us as parents, and myself included, have to be mindful of and be careful about as we talk to our children about what they want to be when they grow up, and encouraging them towards certain careers, and as we nurture the talents that they have, the skills and the things that they're curious about, and what they want to explore as grown-ups as far as careers go. Okay, so I'll say trade school and community college, two great ways for your child to study for a career debt-free or with minimal debt. Another thing your child can do is apply for scholarships. Now, when it comes to scholarships, they are plentiful. There's so many organizations, everything from local nonprofit organizations. There's faith-based groups all throughout the country that are offering scholarships. There's a scholarship for those who are interested in writing. You have scholarships for those who want to study music. So they are plentiful. It's just a matter of where you can find those scholarships. One place for your child to start is with his guidance counselor. He can talk with his guidance counselor about the different scholarships that are available and when the deadlines are, how he needs to apply, all the different documentation he may need. If he needs to write an essay as part of the application, he wants to start writing that as early as possible, not wait to the last minute for that. And while I'm on the topic on scholarships, you want to encourage your child to start applying for scholarships going into his some the summer that he leaves 10th grade, going into his junior year in high school. He wants to that's a really good time to really start digging deep. And in fact, he should start doing this even going into his freshman or sophomore year in high school. He wants to start at least the re start the research process as early in his high school life as possible. So by the time he hits his junior year in high school, he'll be on his way to apply for different ones. He'll know which ones that exist, the ones that are best tailored towards what he wants to study in college, and he'll know what he wants to do. He'll know which scholarships are best tailored for what he's trying to study in school, as far as and then with the school that he's going to attend, and he can start the process early. He can start applying for scholarships in his junior year, so that's something that he can do as well. And scholarships are a great way for you to attend college and graduate from there debt-free or with not as much debt, where you won't be leaving college with over $100,000 worth of debt that's going to take you a long time to get rid of. And another thing that will help college students, and now this is more tailored towards those who are now in college, another good idea is to work while you're in school. When I was going to college, one thing that I did was I did work study. I worked on campus, and I worked in a library. That covered a lot of my tuition, and some of the books that I needed to pay for, some books I needed for class. So you want to inquire about work study as well with your financial aid advisor. Another thing you do is just look for different part-time jobs on and off campus, just to see what's available. There are many online job boards that and you just type in the city you live in and just start applying for different jobs that way. If you know some friends who work at different jobs and there's some, you can ask them, are there any openings? And they can give you references and let you know and tell you how you can apply. So that's another way to do that as well. You can work while you're in school. Now, if you're not into the whole part-time job thing, if you don't like the idea of working in retail or you're not a big fan of fast food, there's other ways you can do it. You can do a lot of online work, or you can get yourself a really good side hustle. There's so many side hustles to choose from. And everything from freelance writing, graphic design, virtual assistant. You can do home health care. Now that's an offline side hustle, but that's still a really good one. There's so many. So you can do side hustles. If you want to go into reselling, like selling something, maybe you have some old textbooks that you're not using anymore. You could take those same textbooks and sell them on sites like eBay. You can sell on Craigslist, on Amazon. That there's many options for reselling your old textbooks, even clothes. If you have some clothes you're not wearing anymore, you can use apps like Poshmark or Let Go. There's another site called ThredUp. Now it's actually an online clothing consignment shop, but you can also sell your clothes to this site as well. So all of these are really good side hustles to help you pay for part of your tuition, books, even in some cases room and board, depending on how hard you work with these side hustles. But of course, you want to balance that with your studies. So that's just a but you don't want to lose sight of your main thing. It's to study and to work hard at school. But it doesn't hurt to have a work have a at least a part-time job while you are studying in school. And some are even working full-time. And maybe even more than one job while they're in school, and they're managing to make it work even as students. So the options are plentiful when it comes to working while you are in college. It can be done. It takes discipline and some really good time management skills. And one other option I want to mention, and that is if you are employed right now and you're considering going to college, or you may be a student now, you can talk to your boss about tuition reimbursement programs. There are several companies that offer this, and so what I would do is, if that's something that is of interest of you, you can talk to your employer about if they have a tuition reimbursement program. And this is where they assist in paying for your education. Now there may be some stipulations on what needs to be done in order for you to benefit from that. So you want to ask them about that. So I would say tuition reimbursement is another good way for you to go to college and graduate from there debt-free, or with as minimal debt as possible without going into too much debt or graduating with a ton of debt. And with that said, that ends this segment. On the next segment, I'm just going to talk about some careers that you can go into that don't even require a 4-year degree at all. So you won't even have to start your career with debt. And that's coming on the next segment. Okay, welcome back. This is the Hipster Mama. I'm Thea. And for this segment, we're just going to move on to something similar to what I mentioned during the first segment. Now, for those who missed the first half of the show, during the first segment, I talked about ways that parents can send their children to college and how they can graduate, and how the child can graduate from college debt-free or with as minimal debt as possible, depending on their field of study once they're in college. Now, for this segment, I'm going to talk to the, now this is just addressing the parents whose children are not interested in going to college, or maybe at the time or maybe right now they can't afford to attend a 4-year university. And they're looking for looking for options, maybe some alternatives as far as the career paths that their children can enter once they become, once they enter their mid-teens and enter adulthood. And there are a variety of careers that don't require a degree. And so for this segment, I'm just going to go into a few of them, just a few that I'm thinking about right now. At the top is freelance writer, and the reason I mention that because that's something that I do, and it does not require a 4-year degree at all. Freelance writers are continue to be in high demand, especially with the rise of online content, and copywriters that many companies use, so that freelance writers can do a variety of things. That they may be hired to write for online magazines and offline. It could be for local magazines. Many times, freelance writers might work in areas of social media. Actually, if you're a freelance writer, you can also transition into other fields. For example, if you already have a blog and you use that for samples and you've been doing freelance writing for a while, you can probably transition into the role of a social media manager because part of what a social media manager does is composes and then they schedule and post content on behalf of clients to different social media platforms. So if you're a freelance writer, you can transition right into that. And that just leads me right into the second career now that has started to become really high in demand and does not require a 4-year degree at all. And that is the role of a social media manager. In a previous podcast, I mentioned this as a really good side hustle for single moms. But what's really cool about this type of job is that you don't need a 4-year degree for this. And I'll just mention what some of the duties are of a social media manager. Aside from posting content to different platforms on your client's behalf, you're also reviewing comments, responding to those comments that are left on your client's platform, on their social media pages, I should say. So you're responding to, you're reviewing client, I mean, reviewing comments that those who from those who leave comments. You're also thinking about creative ways to promote your client services on social media. You may be coming up with giveaways. You may be making a variety of different announcements, or you could be announcing new products, new services. There are, or if your client is seeking out new employees for you're looking for new employees to hire, you may mention that on their social media accounts. There are a variety of different things that a social media manager can do. So that's another career that does not require a degree at all. Another one is hairdressing. For those who are really good with hair, you can style hair right from your home, or you may rent out a booth at a local salon as a hairdresser. And this does not require a degree. You can go to a community college or even a vocational school, and in some cases work as an apprentice under an experienced hairdresser to learn the trade. And I think just about every state requires a license for this, if I'm not mistaken. It that's in most states. So and a lot and you will probably take an exam for this and then receive your license, and then you can work in different salons, or you can even go into business for yourself. As I stated, you can do hairstyling right from your home, or you may decide to rent out a building and just leave or lease that out and just have and just get a building to have your business in and to work with clients who come in to have their hair styled really good. So that's another field. Also plumbing, and if you that's one that doesn't require a degree. Also, if you want to work as a also if you're also construction work, that's another really in demand and high paying job that does not require a degree is that of a construction worker. Also, there's a as I mentioned in the first segment, an electrician. So that's another really good career that pays pretty well. Don't need a 4-year degree for that. Also, graphic design, and they can be used in a variety of fields. So that's the field of graphic design is very broad. You have there are graphic designers who may work in animation with comic books, or they may do their own comic books, or they may work with different companies, major or even the smaller independent companies, and they may work with these companies as graphic designers. Then there's the graphic designers who may help bloggers design their graphics for their homepage. A lot of times, graphic designers would be hired by just regular small businesses to help design their website. They may need help with WordPress themes, which ones would be a good fit for their website. A lot of times they may hire graphic designers for that. Or for those who have YouTube channels, a lot of times they hire graphic designers to do their channel art and a variety of other different types of graphics for their YouTube channel. So So graphic design is another really, really in-demand field that pays well depending on what kind of work you do within it. As I mentioned, graphic design is a very broad field. You can specialize in so many different things within graphic design. So that's another one right there. I think that there's so many. For those who are into law enforcement, you can work as a police officer. And in many cities, you would probably have to apply through the city civil service department to maybe take, and you'll probably take a psychological exam, a physical exam, and undergo intensive training before you're hired and enabled before you're assigned a task to do as an officer. So that's another good field that continues to be in high demand, and that does not require a 4-year degree to be a police officer. And also want to mention retail management. This is something my dad was involved in for many, many years, and he did not. And he, well, now he has a degree now, but for a long time, he worked in retail management. He worked in food service management, and he did not have a degree at the time. So I want to say any kind of management work, be it retail management, food service management, and just a variety of different management positions, you can actually start as entry-level worker, then work your way up. And this does not require a 4-year degree. So I would say any retail management or food service management work, if you're interested in that, and you want to start off as entry, you can start entry level right out of high school, and within a number of years, or maybe even less than 5 years or so, you can work your way up to management. And this, if you're really dedicated, you work really hard, and you just dedicate yourself to learning all the different skills that are needed for this type of industry, you can work your way up to a management position. So that's another one right there. And also that also I want to say paralegal. I mentioned this in the first segment, but I'll talk about it a little bit more in this segment, is that you can work as a paralegal. A lot of times the paralegals, they're basically the lawyer's right-hand person. What they do is they're involved in a lot of the research of different cases. Many times they're interviewing witnesses. They're talking to the clients who come in to meet with lawyers for consultations. They'll greet clients who come in. Also, paralegals are involved in researching all the different details of a case. They also have to be familiar with the state's laws on certain issues concerning the cases that they're helping the lawyers with. So they have to be really well researched. And as I mentioned in the first segment, if you want to be a paralegal, you can really go to a community, you can go to just about any community college nowadays. They offer either an associate's degree in paralegal studies, or you can obtain a certificate in it. So paralegal, that's another really good career that you can answer. Don't even have to get a 4-year degree for that. And then there's also, for those who want to work in the medical field, now there are different fields within the field of medicine that you don't have to spend years in college for. And I'll just mention a few of them because there are quite a few. One of those is being a dental hygienist. Another type of career you can enter that's dealing with medicine, doesn't require a 4-year degree, is you can work as a medical billing specialist. That's a really high demand career for as far as medicine goes, but you don't need a 4-year degree for that. So you can work as a medical billing specialist, or if you also that there are also many maybe many private doctor's offices, different clinics in hospitals. A lot of times they hire secretaries to work on behalf of the head physicians or the main doctors and at the private clinics. So secretarial work within a medical setting, you can do that kind of work, and that doesn't require a degree as well. And with that said, I want to end tonight's podcast. I just want to toss that out for the second segment. And all of this combined, this is aimed at parents who want to minimize the student loan debt that their children could end up getting into should they enter a 4-year university. The first segment dealt with how your child can attend college debt-free or with or without so much of the debt. Even if they have to go into some debt, it won't be a whole lot of it. So that was in the first segment. And with this segment, I just wrapped it up with a few careers that do not require a four-year degree. Actually, there's a lot more than what I just mentioned in this segment, but I don't like to drag my shows out so long, so I only tossed out a few. But because actually, because like I said, there are so many more. But I'm going to end that segment with that. And until the next podcast, everyone, have a blessed night.